Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Last spring, jazz lost one of its most impressive organists and pianists, Shirley Scott. Scott pushed her subtle and lyrical bebop style and eventually became known to jazz musicians and fans as the Queen of the Organ. A Philadelphian by birth, Scott returned home after years of recording and touring to teach jazz courses at Chaney University. In 1992, when this piano jazz was originally broadcast, Shirley Scott had just landed a gig as the music director for Bill Cosby's reprise of the popular television game show, You Bet Your Life. Exciting thing I've heard about is that you're going to be Bill Cosby's music director.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. He has a new game show that will air this September, and it's called You Bet Your Life. And he chose me to be the musical director, and I'm very happy about that.
Now, I think that's just terrific. Well, now, will you have a little band that you will be on the show? You'll have on the show every time?
Yes, there'll be a band. There'll be a live band on the show. We've done a pilot already, and Bill and I wrote the theme song, and I wrote all the other music. And it's all original music. It was a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, that's really terrific. Mm-hmm. So, wait a minute, You Bet Your Life. Isn't that the old Groucho Marx show?
Yes, it's Bill direct. Yes, it's the same show. But Bill Cosby will be the host now.
Well, I mean, what a perfect person, because that was such a funny show years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's such a wonderful entertainer.
Yes, he is.
It can't help but be a hit.
Yes, I think it will be.
Well, I wish you lots of luck with that.
Thank you.
And let's see, what else? You are now teaching at college, Chaney College?
Yes, I'm teaching at Chaney University. It's America's first Black formal institution, and it's a nice place to be.
That's great. How long have you been there?
Well, this is my second semester there. In fact, I'm a sabbatical replacement, but it's possible that I'll be there for a while.
Oh, I think that's great. And are you teaching kids about jazz? Is that?
I am. I teach two history of jazz classes. I teach a piano class, and then I have applied students. So I'm very, very busy there and liking every minute of it.
I was going to say, you're lucky to get out of there and be here today with us.
That's, yes, I am.
Grateful for that. I'm very happy that you are.
I am too.
Well, I think we should go ahead and play something and let people know how great you play.
Well, that's why we're here.
That's why we're here, to play. Now, you've got a new album out, or is it out yet, on Candid?
It hasn't been released yet, but it soon should be released.
What's it called?
Do we have a name for that album yet? I don't even know whether we have a name for it, but we recorded it here live in New York at a club called Birdland.
Oh, yeah.
And I have Mickey Roker on drums and Arthur Harper on bass. I'm very lucky to have both of those fine musicians, and we just had a good time. We just played.
It sounds great, and I know it's on the Candid label. So, well, let's pick one of the tunes from the album. Au Privar, can we do that?
Yes, we can do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
just the way we rehearsed it.
That's exactly.
It's funny when I play that thing with the trio, we just end it.
Just abruptly?
Go right out. But this was nice.
It's kind of hard for me to end this tune for some reason.
Well, it's fun to play. That's probably why.
Yeah.
You know, it's such a good tune. All his tunes are good tunes.
Yeah.
I mean, they all swing and they're all nice to play.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Parker, I should say. Charlie Parker tunes.
Yes.
Well, now, the burning question, when did you always play piano or did you deliberately switch from organ to piano?
I played piano. The earliest things that I remember are sitting on my mother's lap when she was in a rocking chair and playing the piano. So I started playing piano maybe when I was two or three.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew something about the piano. I wasn't really playing. No one plays when they're 2 or 3 years old. And then when I was about 18 or 19, Eddie Lockjaw Davis came to Philadelphia, and I had been playing organ maybe 6 months or something like that. This is a true story. And his organ player, who then was Doc Bagby, decided to form a group of his own. And so when they got to Philadelphia, Eddie Lockjaw Davis didn't have an organist. And I was the only one in Philadelphia who could play the organ or who said that they could play the organ. And so I got a job with Lockjaw Davis.
What a great way to start.
Oh, it was marvelous that he was my teacher. I mean, he taught me to listen. He opened up my ears. And he was a master of playing half steps. I don't know how many people know that.
You mean changing keys?
I mean,
show me.
Let's see. Instead of playing this, he would play to get there.
Oh, I see.
2-5-1. You know,
yes.
What is it? It's a cadence, but it's not really. It's a deceptive cadence.
A deceptive cadence.
Yes, he was a master of that, and. He opened my ears, and I'm so thankful. I mean, I had an education.
You obviously did. I just think it's great.
Yeah.
Well, play a solo. Play something, one of the many tunes you know.
Okay. I'll play a tune that I particularly like, and it's entitled Skylark. Pretty
Cody
tune.
Cody Carmichael.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
Thank you.
really impressive. I love what you do with that.
Thank you.
And nice chord changes.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. It plays itself.
It does, doesn't it? Boy, yeah. that's one of the great tunes. And there are so many. You know, I was thinking of something else I was reading about you. You got a fellowship from NEA.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like a big deal. You're going to transcribe some of
Dexter Gordon's music.
Well, that is a big assignment. And
yes.
Are you just going to transcribe his solos, like with the chord changes on certain tunes? Is that how you're going to be doing it?
Well, one idea we had was to do maybe a solo, maybe a one solo chorus, and write that for the tenor saxophone player in the key that the tenor saxophone player plays in, and write the piano part in concert, you know, so that you get one sheet of music and everybody in both instruments can play it. That's one of the ideas.
Oh, that's great, because then students and students of any age can look it over and see how he put his solos together, which, of course, is quite wonderful to have that for people to study. I think, boy, that's just one of your many activities.
That's one.
For the Cosby Show. And then do you play some gigs in between your college?
Once in a while I get a chance to play, to make a gig. That's fun, too.
Well, the one you did that you recorded with Mickey Roker. I love Mickey Roker.
Yes.
And Arthur Harper. I mean, maybe you'd be able to do another record that way.
I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't make me angry at all.
No,
I'll tell you.
It wouldn't.
No.
Well, then why don't we try, speaking of the record, something else that you did? Maybe we could do a duet. You did a nice version of Embraceable You.
Oh, yeah. That's one of my favorite tunes, too.
We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. you play such pretty chords, and it's so nice done at that tempo. I guess a lot of times people just play it as a regular slow ballad, mm-hmm. and not like that. That's really nice.
Well, thank you for the compliment. But
no, you know what? I could get to be really greedy because you play such nice backing. You know, comping. So, you know, I could sit there and play 10 choruses.
Well, that's the way you should feel when somebody's trying to.
It's just lovely, boy. Your people at school, your students must love you.
Well, I hope they do. I certainly love them.
Boy, it's great that the music is going to get carried on.
Oh, yeah.
By people like you. It just has to be, you know.
Well, to perpetuate this music, we need some young people that know something.
I hope. I'm sure you've got some really outstanding ones there, haven't you?
I believe we do. We do.
Well, we'll be hearing them in the near future. Let's hope we will.
I hope so.
We're having such a good time in here. My guest is Shirley Scott. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Let's see, more things you're doing. You're doing a jazz oratorio for your church?
Well, I want to start on a jazz oratorio. That's easier said than done. My intentions are good, and if the good Lord is willing, I'll get around to it.
I would say you've got enough fun stuff going on now, but that's something. I mean, just that you're even talking about it, I'm sure it means that it's going to get done.
I think it's supposed to get done. I hope I'm the one to do it.
You know what I was thinking, Shirley? You were doing this new show with Bill Cosby. You think I would dare ask him to come over here and do piano jazz with me?
I think you should. This Bill Cosby is incredible. Now, he knows a lot about music. He does. And you could be his fingers, Marion. He could tell
you. How do you mean?
Well, he could tell you what it is, because he does this very well. He could tell you what it is he wants you to play, how he wants you to play it. I mean, he can direct you. We co-wrote the theme together.
Now, how did you co-write it? I mean, did he give you an idea?
He gave me an idea. He sent me some tapes, and I listened to the tape, and we conferred, and we came up. He wanted something with like a Latin flavor, a 6/8 flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this. So forth and so on.
Oh, that's really nice. And it sort of had in the middle, it's sort of like a minor blues almost.
Almost. We changed the flavor. I think it's great to do a game show with some music that you can, you know, snap your finger.
Oh, definitely.
He loves that. You know?
Well, I mean, in his regular show, he has all kinds of hip tunes playing and hip music. So.
And artwork, too.
I think that's just wonderful that.
You should ask him. You should.
All right.
And can I ask you something?
Yes, you sure can.
Would you play a tune for me?
I'd love to. I'm going to play you a Duke Ellington tune. In a sentimental mood.
Oh, great choice. Thank you. Thank you. That was beautiful. That was magnificent.
Well,
you picked the master's tune and you did a masterful job with
it. I love his music, and I have a album at home that he made on Capitol years and years ago, solo piano.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't do that much on piano. No. I mean, without the band.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one I really liked. And to hear him play it, I guess that's always inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
He used to come into the Hickory House a lot when I was there.
Yeah.
Because he liked the food.
Oh, he liked the music. He liked the music.
Well, once in a while, we could get him to sit in. In fact, he wrote a thing called Night Creature.
Hmm.
It's not something that's very familiar to me, but I know that when he got up to play and he played something, it was very sort of strange sounding, and I said to him, "What's that?" And he said, with that smile, you know,
mm-hmm.
"Oh, that's called Night Creature." And I thought he was putting me on, you know, but maybe that's when he started fooling with the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. Well, what should we do? Let's do another duet.
Okay, that sounds good.
Some sort of bluesy or I've Got Rhythm type thing.
Yes.
Lester Leaps
and Great Minds Think Alike.
Okay. Well, you count it off.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Thank you.
Marion.
Perfect. Are you going to give me an A or a B?
You get an A plus. Oh, it was great.
I was just thinking, I wonder how do you get kids who probably listen to rock interested in jazz? I mean, can they listen to both, or do you give them?
They can listen to both. As long as they listen, that's the key word, to listen, and try to be objective. I don't like to make the course that I teach in jazz history, I want them to feel like this is something that they should enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And although I have to give a grade because it's a college course, the grade is not the most important thing. The most important thing, I think, is for them to take something away with them, whatever it is.
And but something be about curious about the music,
yes,
and want to know more about it.
Yes, because you don't get a chance. I mean, it's such a short span, the semester. But if I could just prick their interest, that'd be fine.
And do you play records for them?
I play records. I was just saying the other day I showed a videotape in my class, and you were one of the pianists. It was
Piano Legends, that thing,
yes,
is called.
Yes.
Oh my God, I was in,
yes,
Ohio State. It was about 30 years ago.
It was great.
I was playing a piece by Oscar Pettiford.
Yeah, minor. That's right. And they were amazed because you were playing, you know, they saw this lady playing the piano, and then Mary Lou Williams was also,
yeah,
on the tape, and that was just great. That made me feel good. I stuck my chest out.
Oh, that woman, she was a great role model for me, and I admired her,
yeah,
so much. And we were good friends, and she really helped me a lot.
People don't know how great this woman was.
I know.
She was.
She would lecture me and get mad at me,
did
too. She could be very stern,
yes,
remember that?
But that was for your own good.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that paid
yeah,
off all kinds of,
yeah,
things about tempos and it's not swinging. It should be
she
swinging.
She just
not
knew
swinging.
Everything about everything.
But that woman could swing no matter what.
Yeah.
I mean, she could have,
yeah,
even like maybe a bass player or a drummer that went making it or something. She could make.
She made them swing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Mary Lou.
I remember, like, she was at the Hickory House. I don't recall who the sidemen were, but she was getting annoyed. She turned around to the bass player. She says, "Play them changes." He looked so scared.
Never expecting that.
No.
I'm sure.
Well, I'd love to hear another solo by you, Shirley Scott. Will you do one?
Yes,
something
I will.
From the album that I remember that you did. It was very pretty. These Foolish Things.
These Foolish Things.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
That's such a great song, and you do it beautifully.
Thank you.
You know, we could go out on the road, couldn't we?
We could make a couple of gigs, I'm telling you, and have fun, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, by the same token, you could play a solo gig. I suppose you probably have done.
Oh, you know, I don't like to play solo. You know, I think my best work is with a rhythm section.
Well, I sort of like both for different things. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't mind playing a solo gig in a small room where people are listening. I can't stand it if they're making noise.
Yeah, but that helps, doesn't it?
But if you're doing a concert, but I must say I do love to play with the trio.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guess the drums kind of boot you along.
Yeah, it's like food for you, you know?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Well, meanwhile, I think I ought to let everybody know what's going on, that two people are having such a nice time chatting and playing. My guest is Shirley Scott. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Well, I feel like doing another Duke Ellington tune. I've been thinking about him so much. I think I'd like to do Sophisticated Lady. How's that?
Great choice.
Okay. Thank you.
beautiful. Your voicings are, well, they are just magnificent. You sound so beautiful.
Shirley, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself of all the tunes, that's the one where so many people come a cropper on the bridge. And I'm probably not playing the original chord changes.
Whatever you, listen, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That was great.
but it's so funny. I've had more times going through that tune and maybe playing with a different bass player, and you get to the bridge, and all of a sudden, everybody's sort of hesitating. That's the wildest tune. He must really have been smiling when he wrote that, because it's really tricky getting out of that bridge. God, you know, we're rattling along here, and time's almost up, and yeah. I'd just love to do one more duet with you.
Well.
But can we?
Well, I can if you can. Do we have enough time? Can we do one more?
We have enough time, and we could really stick with Duke Ellington and do in a mellow tone.
Why not?
I just want to say how nice it is to have this time to spend with you.
Let's
stay in touch.
We will.
And we will. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the Bill Cosby Show.
I'm sure
you'll be visible as well.
Maybe you'll be one of the guests on the show. It's possible.
Well, that would be something. Well, we won't even talk about that. But all right, in a mellow tone. Now, Shirley, what's the tempo going to be?
One, two. Thank you. applaud you.
It all worked out great, Shirley.
That was great.
Oh, that was fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Piano Jazz with host Marianne McPartland and her guest Shirley Scott. This program originally aired in 1992. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer Andrew Milano. Mastering engineer Bill Sexton. Executive producer Bill Hay. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, from the Friends of Piano Jazz, NPR member stations, and NPR. Support for the digital conversion of this program was provided by Save America's Treasures through a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Park Service Department of the Interior. Support for the original production was provided by Exxon Corporation. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And by the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. This is NPR.